Hello, catch-uppers. Bit of a different week. It's Cliffo and Gabby all week. We're live doing the show from the Gold Coast.
Yeah, which is nice and fun because we get to trial all these activities to then give them away to you if they're okay, you know, if they're good.
Yeah. It was funny yesterday because we trialed the first one, dinner at the beautiful Burley Pavilion at Burley Heads, and we're on the way back and knowing that we had to get up and do a live breakfast radio show this morning. You're like, this would be the best trip ever if we didn't have to work.
I know.
And then I had to remind you that work is the only reason
that we're here.
That we're actually
here. I was like, wouldn't it be cool if we were doing all the fun stuff and then just talked about
didn't
it next
have to
week?
Do anything, yeah.
But no, we are doing a working holiday for your benefit.
Some highlights from our first night on the Goldie coming up this morning. Hang about for an Alpha Bucks clue as well. This is Steve's happening, so thank you for downloading. The Hit
Breakfast Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch-up.
We're on holiday at the beautiful Gold Coast.
The whole show is,
Australia's Playground, and we had a beautiful dinner last night. What's it called? Burley
Pavilion.
Burley Pavilion. Beautiful.
And it overlooks the beach, but also you can see the Gold Coast in the distance, like all the high rises. It was stunning.
We were there for sunset.
We were there for sunset. It was gorgeous.
We were there for sunrise. Koshy was
there. We were there all night.
Mel was there. Nat was reading news. It was amazing.
But it was so lovely. But there was one part about it, because it's a little fancy, that really stressed us out, and that was the waitress not writing down our order. She was just memorizing what we wanted to eat.
It's a thing for me because it happens more and more. Mm. You see it. I think the fancier restaurants are big on this. It is stressful. Of course, Burley Pavilion nailed it in record time. The food was great.
Yeah, we had exactly what we asked
for. It was all good, but
until you get
stressful.
Your meal, you're freaking out that they're going to get it wrong because they haven't written it down.
What's the process? Because they must run and put it somewhere, like either write it down or put it in a computer straight away. And we want to know why.
Why?
Like, why has it become a thing?
How do you do it and why?
We've actually got a chef here on 131060 who wants the weighing gaps.
Ooh. Notice that when you're in...
Oh man, that joke fell flat, didn't it? Can I pretend that again?
Yeah.
We've actually got a chef here who wants to weigh in.
Freddy's keen.
That's why you do it.
That would have been great if I'd have done it the first time around.
Good punchline.
Cliffy boy. Emma in Cairns. How you going, mate?
Good, good. How are you guys?
Good, Emma. Are you a hospitality worker?
Have been previously, owned a few, run a few, you know, been there, done that.
Good work.
Yeah, look, I just want on what you were saying, it's generally a requirement of the venue. You know, they will obviously train their staff with pen and paper in hand, but as soon as you're trained and you know your section, you know, memorize those orders.
But why?
Why? It's a sign of a really good venue. At the end of the day, a waiter or a waitress that can stand there and memorize an order and then go put it in the computer is an exceptional staff member.
Well, there you go. Okay. So it shows the level of hospitality worker.
Yes, restaurants 100%. Are not supposed, like, customers to restaurants, they're not supposed to stress.
No.
They're not supposed to be as highly strung as Gabby and I.
They should have higher trust in people.
We couldn't get it right, so we have little doubt that other people
exactly.
Could.
Exactly. That's totally it.
Donna's here. You got 20-plus years restaurant experience, Donna, so you'd be a bit of an authority on this.
Yeah, a little bit. You were asking about the old pen and paper, why they don't use that anymore.
Yes.
So it's the thermal. The pads aren't very good with the heat sensitive. So when you put it next to the coffee machine, the steam smudges it. You can't read it. Same with in the kitchen. Your oil, your heat, and it just makes it really hard and it looks really bad on the service if you have to go back because you can't read what you've written.
Yeah. Well,
but some restaurants just have an iPad.
Yeah, they do. And look, that's totally fine as well, as long as you don't have the cross-contamination of touching food in the kitchen and then touching the screen. And then.
So maybe it's a hygiene thing if you can memorize it too.
Correct.
There
and
you,
so you can use little rhymes and rhythms in your head as well. So say you've got three people sitting at a table. You've got a guy in a yellow shirt, a lady with red hair and a fellow with glasses. And, you know, one's got chicken, one's no gravy and steak. Well, you've got yellow chicken, you've got red, no gravy. And then steak with the glasses.
Yellow chicken, red, no gravy.
Yellow
steak,
chicken.
The guy with glasses.
And you'd sing it out loud, Cliffo. You'd be walking to the kitchen.
Steak. Da, 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 da. We are never coming here again.
There's no denying it. Our Queenslanders are absolutely killing it on the block at the moment. Jimmy and Tam, they join us right now. How you guys going?
Good morning.
How are you going? That's your cue to speak, Jimmy and Tam. How's it going? Is it struggle street time on the block? I mean, obviously it was pre-recorded, but what's it like looking at it now? Are you just exhausted watching yourselves back?
Yeah, absolutely. Like at this time of the build, we're all so tired. We're all, under a lot of pressure to get these spaces done. And the last couple of weeks have been huge. It doesn't get any easier as we go through to the end. It's all massive spaces with a lot involved.
Massive spaces, and that means a whole lot of painting. Now, we were watching the episode last night, and my fiancé is a house painter, so he has a lot to say when he's watching you guys. But there was one instance, though. It wasn't you guys. It was actually Harry and Tash. They were painting the outside of their house, and he noticed that one of them were painting with a paintbrush that had no paint on it. So we were wondering, do you ever have to reenact bits and pieces just for the camera because they've missed it and they're like, oh, just act busy? And does that happen on set?
No, we never had to do that. I mean, I can't speak for the other couples, but we never ever had to reenact or do a second take. It was all straight off the bat.
No, so I put that down to, sleep deprivation.
Why isn't it working?
That George, he's such a horrible painter. Yeah, there's no paint on his brush. That is why. Hey, can you fill us in? Because, I mean, I've been in and out of watching the block, but how are the auctions going to work this year in a coronavirus world? They're not just going to bung them up on eBay or something, are they?
No. They've been thinking of things to do for months now, just because the every week stuff changes in regards to what they can and can't do. But at the moment, it's going to be pretty normal. There's going to be a few people on computers, I think. Okay. There's not going to be as many people in the room, but as long as we've got the buyers, that's all that matters.
Will you guys be able to get there for it? Because we know that the Queensland border is not open to Victoria. So what are you guys going to do with that?
Yeah, we are heading back down.
Okay.
Obviously, we're going to go down for a few weeks, and then when we come back at this stage, we'll have to quarantine.
Sure.
Yeah, when we get back. But hopefully, I mean, that's still us returning to Queensland, still about 6 weeks away. So hopefully they lift restrictions a little more.
Yeah, you never know.
Guys, State of Origin is happening. It's a strange one this year. It starts this Wednesday. It's three Wednesdays in a row. Obviously, you guys are both Queenslanders now, but either of you is like secretly a dirty cockroach or anything? Like actually born in New South Wales?
We are Queensland through and through.
Right. No way.
We're dirty cane toads.
All right, as long as you admit to that. Tam, you worked at a bolo for a lot of your life. Have you got any crazy origin stories from working there?
Oh, gosh, there's too many to tell, and I don't think I can tell them in this time slot personally.
So good. All right. Well, you guys absolutely slaying it on the block right now. Jimmy and Tam, it is back tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9. Jimmy and Tam, you guys are great. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Shout out to Queensland parents who have had to do this before. It was a big weekend for my wife and I, Gabs, because for the first time ever, we had the pocket money chat with our six-year-old daughter.
Time pocket money starts.
Well, she's been at school for a while. She's grade one, you know. And we thought, because we've got her doing some jobs, it's like we've kind of got a reward system, but it's a bit mishmash, like it's all over the place. And I said to Michelle, my wife, it's time we sort of formalise this. So we set certain jobs, like making her bed, keeping her room clean or whatever. And if she does it, she gets paid on a Friday. We were thinking $5 a week.
Ooh.
Is that all right?
Well, I don't know, because with inflation and stuff, maybe that's right. Because
I used to get $5 every 2 weeks. So
in primary
school? Yeah. I thought $5 a week is pretty good.
A gold coin when I was in primary school. And it got up to $10 when I was in high school.
My six-year-old's a good negotiator, it seems.
Obviously.
But it's funny, because she actually was not really keen on it for most of the chat.
Oh.
Well, so there was a point in the chat where her face dropped, and from that point, we realised that, she's not keen. It started promising because I sort of started the conversation. I led with, we want to give you money on a Friday, and that way you can go to Schmiggle, which is a favourite shop, and you can spend it, and da-da-da-da. And she's smiling. And then I said, you do it is you got to do the jobs.
You got to work for it.
And her face just dropped.
Oh, we've all been
and
there.
I kid you not, Gabby. She goes, oh, no, that's okay, Dad. Like, that's fine.
I don't need Schmiggle. giggle that much.
And I said to her, it's not really an option. Like, you have to do the jobs and get the money. And then she looks at me, and I kid you not, she goes, is there any way I can get the money but not do any of the work? And I said, darling, that's what we all want. That's the million-dollar question.
The election happened across the weekend. We're all very much aware of that because it's been on every single news channel for about the last 48 hours. Actually, the last month.
Everywhere, though. Like, yeah. Not just the news channel. Like, yeah, on your phones, in your letterboxes, on the billboard, the internet, newspapers, if anyone still buys those.
So glad it's over. But it's always the way when you go to the polling booths for an election that you just get inundated with unnecessary paperwork, hey? Like, you walk in and there is just a gauntlet of people waiting to shove paperwork in your hand to try to get the last-minute vote. Well, my fiancé, Nev, has come up with a business idea that he's going to start working on to roll out for the next election in 4 years' time. Okay. So he's got some time. But he reckons it might be beneficial to start selling stickers that say, I've already made up my mind. That's all it says. A nice, simple little sticker you wear on your chest. And that way, the people with the paper know not to hassle you.
I feel like there's a few different types of people when it comes to voting. I mean, a lot of people pre-polled this year. A lot of people did postal votes as well. Yeah. But if you are voting on voting day, you're either one of the people that you don't want to upset anyone, so you just take every single flyer.
Every single piece of paper.
There's the people who take no flyers and just wing it.
Yeah.
And then there's the people who are brazen and they're like, I don't know, I support the Greens. So I go straight to them and just grab
theirs. I'm one of those people that's really brutal and I just say no, put my head down and just like pretty much run through the gauntlet.
Yeah.
But I know one of my friends, she actually takes every single piece of paper.
Yeah.
Goes in and votes and goes out and starts handing them all back to the right people because she's really environmentally conscious and doesn't want them to go in the bin.
Who is she supporting? She's got every damn party's flyer. That's a margin. That's a swing voter right there.
Yep.
What do you put in the dishwasher that you're not really supposed to? You can see a photo of this as evidence. Go to our Insta, hit QLD Breakfast.
This is, real nasty of you because you've stolen it from your friend's social media.
Well, he put it on social media and I said, can we use this? And we actually gave him a call as well. This is Troy on why he puts his thongs in the dishwasher.
You see, I do all the cleaning around the house and I did not want to soil the floors with dirty thongs.
What gave you the idea to put them in the dishwasher?
I saw on Facebook that someone put all of their shoes through the dishwasher. Yeah.
And if you saw it on Facebook,
then it must be a thing.
You know, it's a great idea. 13 10 60 is the phone number. So I've got a mate too who puts his wedding ring in, and you've heard of the Chucks cloth.
I do Chucks, I put the Chucks cloths in.
Finlay's here. Hey, bro. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. What do you put in the dishwasher?
Our cats.
What?
Our hats.
Oh,
hats.
My God. Thank
I thought
God.
You said cat. I think and said cat. I freaked out. I'm like, that is not okay. But hats.
No, hey, she comes out clean and she's got 9 lives. So
so you can do it 9 times. Or 8 times. No, don't do that.
So what sort of caps are you talking about? Like baseball caps?
Like trucker hats. Like, so father-in-law, he's a diesel mechanic, so gets covered in grease, dirt, right, everything, chuck it through the dishwasher, and it's clean.
Why not just in the washing machine? Why the dishwasher where you put food stuff?
Well, so you can put it, so, like, you know how you kind of get your trays? They sit flat, don't lose their shape. If you put them through the washing machine, they lose
get crushed.
Their shape.
That'd be good to get rid of that sweat stain that you get along the brim, like when you go running.
Natasha in Toowoomba, because I run all the time. All my hats, man, they got sweat on them from the running. Natasha, what do you put in the dishwasher that you're not really supposed to?
Well, it's not me, but it's my partner. We were on holidays and he decided to put his fishing cast net in the dishwasher.
The cast net?
Yep.
How'd that go? Did everything become real fishy or did it work quite well?
Well, I'm not sure because I left that day, but the cast net came up clean.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm just picturing, like, when you said the chucks and particularly the cast net, I'm picturing it getting tangled up in
it's
the spindle.
A lot of spinning movements.
A lot of moving parts in a dishwasher. Mm. Susan in Harvey Bay, what about you?
So my auntie puts toilet seats in her dishwasher.
Pardon?
Oh, God, why?
Why?
Because when she cleans the toilet, she likes to have them very sanitary. So she'll remove the toilet seats and put them through the dishwasher.
So the toilet seat's now sanitary, but the dishwasher ain't.
It's very much not. Alpha Bucks. All right, Cliffo and Gabby with a quick Alpha Bucks answer hinty giveaway for tomorrow for Tuesday, very the 3rd of November.
Very on par with the fact that the US election's about to start.
Yeah.
Because the answer is Michigan.
Michigan.
Keep that in
mind.
That's
one of the swing states, isn't it? Ones,
I know.
They say only like 7 areas in the states actually decide the outcome. Because
the others are so obvious.
Yeah, that's right.
Which way they'll go.
Like Southern Trump, you know.
Northern.
I don't know.
Biden. I just made that up.
Just Michigan's the answer. We got no idea. Michigan for Alpha Bucks play in the morning. It hits.
We are on the Gold Coast right now, but I decided, because we were heading to the Gold Coast anyway, might as well come down a day earlier and visit some family in Brisbane on the way through. So that's what we did. My fiancé and I were in Brizzy over the weekend. And how easy is it to forget the... I guess everything about the city is just so convenient. The conveniences of being in the Big Smoke. Like, you get to Brizzy and you go, oh, I could just get a train into the shopping centre. Yeah. Or, you know, there's taxis everywhere. You can just flag them down.
Last time I was in Brisbane with the family, and I've had very little experience doing this because I am tight. But I fired up Uber Eats in Brisbane.
So many options.
Oh, my God. And the food was there in like 30 minutes. It was crazy.
Every time you get to the big city.
This is the Big Smoke. This is the Big Smoke.
You remember these little things. But there was one little instance. I think we got too comfortable in the city too quickly because we became yuppies. Oh. So we woke up at my sister-in-law's house yesterday morning. We're like, oh, we'll just walk on down and get a coffee. Because there's a cafe just around the corner. So off we go.
Have a turmeric mocha soy latte?
I didn't. However, there was 4 of us sitting there ordering coffees. And when the waitress came over, we rattled off our order. And it wasn't until she walked away. My fiancé turned to me and was like, did you just notice literally every one of us had a different milk choice? So he got a normal cap. I got soy.
I'm used to you because you're always having stuff on soy.
I always had soy.
Because you're lactose.
My sister-in-law had lactose-free, and then my brother-in-law had almond milk.
Whoa!
And it was like when you do the round to the table, we're like, oh, yep, we're in Brisbane now.
Can I be honest too, by the way, just on that, almond milk. Ever seen an almond with no titties on it. It's almond juice. Thank you very much.
I've seen an almond be milked. It's interesting.
You can milk anything, Greg, if you try.
Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
You might remember Mary and Connor from Bachelor in Paradise. They left Paradise together. They are still together. Mary and her daughter even moved to Tasmania to be with Connor. This is them just when the series ended.
The secret is out. We're still together. What an incredible journey. We've had so much fun.
Yes. Finally, like, we loved being part of Paradise and, you know, but we are glad that it's over so we can start our life together.
So he was one of the guys that went onto the island having never been a part of a Bachelor franchise.
Okay.
And they found each other and it was really beautiful. Well, good news. Mm. They're having a baby.
Oh, wow.
There's a Bachelor in Paradise baby on the way.
I've always got, like, mixed feelings when any maps or... bachelor relationships turn out to be solid and work.
There's a few bachelor and bachelorette relationships, but never from Bachelor in Paradise.
I'm just kind of,
Bachelor in Paradise
is the franchises.
Yeah, it's like the real tacky
one. I guess,
I don't know.
I'm just a bit of a glass half full kind of cynic. But
half empty?
Reality. Yeah, glass half empty, sorry.
Yeah, reality TV relationships
are made me that way.
Ones.
They are.
But I think it's really cute because they were the cutest couple that came out of it, and I'm so happy
it's
for
like,
them.
It's like the houses out of the block, though, too, Gabs. Like, I look at the workmanship on that in house rules, and I go,
spend that much on
are
it.
Those tiles going to be hanging there in 10 years?
I know, my tradie fiancé can't watch it because it frustrates him so much.
Totally.
Also trending, this is cool. So Robert Irwin, we mentioned last week, he's getting busy because he's going to be the voice of a character in Bluey. Well, now he's got a whole new project in the works as well. He's teamed up with the new Crash Bandicoot 4 game, It's About Time, and he's at Australia Zoo, and Crash Bandicoot kind of gets in the way and he chases him around Australia Zoo to promote the game. Have a listen to this.
Giraffes are one of the most... Oh, crikey, did you see that? Did you see that? What was that? Oh, Crash Bandicoot!
Now I know what's going on. Crash Bandicoot is back.
And in with the Bilbies. That makes sense. Bilbies are part of the Bandicoot family.
Cute cross promotion.
It's a bit cringe.
The old, yeah. oh, what was that?
And the worst part is it's a dude dressed in the Crash Bandicoot costume. Oh. They haven't even used CGI or anything to animate it. but it's trying to get kids out in nature as well as gaming. Like, yeah. It's trying to kind of cross those two worlds, which is a good idea.
It's hard to criticise anything, Irwin, isn't it? They're so wholesome, and they did do a good job. So.
They do. Can you smell what the rug is cooking?
The Rock's Box on Hit. Wow, what a massive week it was last week. I don't know how we did this, but we fluked it.
Yeah.
We got the Rock's Box from the top of the state to the bottom of the state, and we used, I guess, the world's cheapest courier service, just bum and lifts.
We called it the Rock's Box on tour. However, it was really the Rock's Box hitchhiking from north to south. It just sat on the side of the road with its thumbs out.
It's not safe.
And off it went.
It's like, it's grown a beard.
Yeah.
Its clothes are all tattered. It smells a bit, the Rock's Box. It was funny on Friday, though, because if you were listening to the show, we didn't organise the last leg of the tour. So that was Toowoomba. To our Brisbane offices, our hit Brisbane offices. We just kind of winged it.
Yeah.
And luckily, Jill was driving from Toowoomba to Brisbane to pick up her daughter and grandkid at the airport. And she got the Rock's Box to our Brisbane office.
Yes.
And when she was there, our guy Nick was on the ground to have a chat to her.
Have you ever noticed that...
Wrong one.
When you're in, like, kind of fancy restaurants...
Here we go. All right. Take two is Nick.
Okay, so I'm here with Jill now. I just wanted to ask, how was the drive with the box?
It was pretty good. It went well behaved, didn't move around in the car, so it was all good.
Sounds good. And did you look inside it?
I certainly did. I've seen Catter's hat, and I've seen some rum, and some peanuts, and some beef jerky.
Yeah, sticky beak! Most of them haven't.
Well, they didn't admit to having a sticky beak. Everyone else said that they were too worried to open it up because they thought it might have been alarmed.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But Jill, no worries. She was going to have a look-see.
That was Belinda last week. Belinda, who was driving with the dog, she's like, I was worried there'd be an alarm in the top, and we're like, we didn't think of that.
We should have done that.
Hey, it's been a fun journey. If you want to see the photos of the Rock's Box on its journey from the top end of the state to the bottom, get to our Insta. Hit QLD Breakfast. There's a party
going on right here. Cliffo and Gabby hit the coast.
Can we get Amy Sharp to...
That worked well, hey. Talking about the Gold Coast, you're giving away a trip and the Gold Coast is on.
Yeah. Can we get her involved somehow?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Maybe she'll go to dinner with you at Burley Pavilion. Oh. I don't know. No promises.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That's what we're giving away. Dinner at Burley Pavilion, flights to the Gold Coast, the Acom, spending money, theme parks, helicopter ride, jet boat. Did I read a jet boat ride?
Jet boat, yes. There's also the Infinity Attraction, Top Golf. And where you're staying is actually at SeaWorld Resorts. That's NAD.
Yeah.
Plus, a shopping voucher, Pacific Fair. There's so many good things. So it is for two adults, two kids. And if you want to win this, we're just trying to get as many people as possible on the standby list within 30 seconds.
Record
so far is 7.
Yeah.
We're trying to reach 8. That is our ultimate goal here.
131060 is the phone number. So are you ready to go?
Let's do the
I'm going to count you in.
All right.
You go first, don't you? Because I want to get above 7.
All right,
that's
the
goal this week. We want to get to 8 names in the draw.
All right, it's going to happen.
In 30 seconds. All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Time starts now.
Adam Van Iser, you're on the list.
Yeah.
Woo!
Chris Imarimbar, you're on the list, bro.
Hey, awesome, thanks.
Awesome. Rach in Townsville, you're on the list. Rach, you're on the list.
Yes, I'm on the list.
Awesome.
Come on, Rach. Michelle in Toowoomba, you're on the win list, okay?
Thank you very much.
No worries. Michaela in Townsville, you're on the list.
Michaela, thank you.
Yeah, whatever, we don't care. Mariah, you're on the list.
Oh, my God, thank you.
Right, well done. Jess in Trinity Beach, you're on the list.
Seven again.
Jess, you're still on the list, don't worry. We went, but you're definitely on there, all right?
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Why are these people yelling at me?
Yeah, stop yelling.
Jess, when's the last time you went to the GC?
A long time ago, many years, maybe a decade.
Yeah, so
decade.
I was the same. We were legit driving in yesterday. It was Gabby and me and Gabby's fiance Nev, and we're driving past Pac Fair, the big shopping centre, which was unrecognisable for me. Because it's been about a decade since I've been here, and I've already made the pledge my next family holiday is going to be here. Cause
everything had changed, hey?
It's changed so much for the better.
These big buildings come from.
Yeah. Yes, we'd love you to be here.
Oh, I'd love to be there too. Is Pacific Fair still the largest shopping sector in the Southern Hemisphere?
It is
huge,
so I would not be surprised.
I don't think anyone will be able to beat it.
We'll go shopping and check it out for you. We'll let you know.
We'll do that for you, Jess. We're that kind of guy. All right. All right, if you want to be involved with the next 30-second blitz, we'll do another one tomorrow. Come and play at Australia's favourite playground, the Gold Coast. Visit destinationgoldcoast.com. Cliffo and Gabby on HIT.